PC Podcast.
Welcome to PCP 736 and the Sounds of Japan.
Welcome to PCP 736. We're on our travels again today, and we are featuring music from Japan and featuring tracks I've played over many, many years from some of the amazing bands. I have got 24 tracks for you, quite a long podcast, so I hope you enjoy it. We began with Peanut Butters and their album Peanut Butter, and a track translated as From the Evening. And that comes from Anotrax, which are a great label. You'll find a few tracks that have, were put together on Anotrax, over the years. And that was the first, and I really, really enjoyed it. We got a variety of different styles of music, as you can appreciate. Let's go something different. This is, I've got to find this difficult to say. This is, Agatsuma, and the track is called, Otoranbu, Jogara. I can't say it. It's in the show notes. You know that? Yeah. Check it out. PeteKogel.com. It's bloody marvellous.
Well, that was a lot of fun.
So as you can tell, we've got some various different types of music playing as part of this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed the ones that we've got. The last track was by Metaform, a bit of dubstep there. Track was called In My Mind, I Will Wait, from the Midnight Machine Act 1 on Just Records. And that goes back to, how far does that go back? 2013 that goes back to. Before that, I heard Agatsuma, with a track I can't pronounce, from an album just called N, E-N. That goes back to 2007. I picked it up from Iota Promonet, which when they were giving out, tracks to us podcasters back in the day. And I absolutely love that. So I'll keep playing that one. I hope you enjoyed that. Right. We're going to move on now to something I picked up with Jamendo. This is an artist called Hirumi, and the track is called Photograph.
それはとても優しい瞬間で両手ですくいこぼしたくなくて夢が叶った笑った君を見て雲が混ざった空を洗った僕らのレンズで今の二人はもう戻らないからさあ
kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got
weird and wonderful.
Thank you.
So, as you can tell, the Japanese have dub in their collection of music. Absolutely fantastic, of course. Dub CMD, Dub Command, and Sister Maki. Sister Maki is, of course, the Japanese person. And that was comes from an album called Way to Zion 2. And the track was called Sunrise Dub, which I picked up at Dubophonic Records. Before that, we heard Hirumi with a track called Photograph from an album called Kokoro no Furyoko. Which I haven't translated, so I'm not quite sure what that means. Now, it would not be a podcast about Japan without this band, the amazing Plastic Soul Band.
ゆく昨日そばにいた君のこと忘れてゆく か昨日そばにいた君のこと忘れてゆく君のこと忘れてゆく
PC Podcast.
It's as good for you today as it's always been.
That was Samsara, on a track called Portal, once again from Anatrax, the record label, from an album called the Boring Tapes, I think it says. Boring Tapes? No, boring. Not boring at all. Absolutely fantastic. And before that, the amazing, amazing Plastic Soul Band, who I don't think are around anymore. That goes back to 2005, that particular track called Wandering, from their first album, Plastic Soul Band. And I would love to have seen them live. I don't think they're together anymore, but they still move me. They move me. Oh, yes. And I think they were fantastic, and I hope you enjoyed that. I love the bluesy sound, the reggae hit. Oh, impossibly good. Right, Omodaka is the next track, and this is called Music Video Orchestra.
Ah! like coming up with strange, unique. So let me speak my mind through the grapevine. Time to get by my lord. I'm from the Filipino volcano, so you could call me my Nicky Bobo with more flavors than a disco, disco, disco. I rip with a tight grip, put a banana peel under my feet. I still won't slip, rip, strip the shit. Yeah, that's the shit I kick.
Ready to face the world.
She keeps me waiting. I am now waiting for my girl. She keeps me dreaming. I am now dreaming of my girlfriend.
was I Saw You Yesterday, is the title of the artist, from their album Die in Pop, and it was called Girlfriends, and it was also from Anatrax. I'm going to say Anatrax quite a lot, so get used to it. Absolutely fantastic track. That goes back to 2018, so it's not very old. Before that, we had Omar Darka from 2011, and Music Video Orchestra, which I picked up at Iowa Promenade again, and that was a track from an album called Sanosa. So yes, I don't know what all these things mean. I should check it out, but I haven't. Anyway, another label you will hear a lot of, we're not going to hear a lot of it in this particular podcast, but I have played an awful lot of them, this particular label. The label's called Lost Frog. It's totally manic. This is Tellure and a track called Chemical Bass.
次、止まります。
なんか学校楽しい。理科もちょっとわかるようになったし。学校通り過ぎちゃったんですけど。え？ペットが動き出しちゃった。あれ？まさかここは？
Yeah.
Ah, rather enjoyed that. That was Amino CH. I don't know why it's Amino CH, but there you go. That is a track that goes back to 2020. It's quite new. Once again, from what label? Remember? Anatrax. That was called Mr. Blue. I absolutely loved that. And before that, we heard something manic and mental from Lost Frog. And that's where you go if you want manic and mental stuff. From the Gloomy Rest EP. That was Chemical Bass by Tellure. Excellent stuff. Now, this is something you might not expect from Japan. This is the Dolomites and Wakanai.
We'll be right back. So much to listen to, so much to see.
Nice tracks. We had Sir Oriental Orchestra with a track which I haven't titled and I haven't actually translated. No, never mind. It's also from Anatrax, but it's rather marvellous. That goes back to 2013. And before that, we heard Dolomites, Whack and I, which is translated as I Don't Know, from their album Japan Years Trilogy, which I rather more than loved. Excellent stuff. Now, let's take it down to something really quite soothing. Two beautiful pieces of music, first of which is from A Melting Mood.
僕だけに見せて愛おしい君を独り占めしてよ答えて
Award-winning PC podcast.
Those two tracks, really, really nice, weren't they? The Gruner music is the first one, was the last one, rather, and a track called Domino, which I picked up at Jamendo all the way back in 2010. And then after that, or before that, rather, we had A Melting Mood, which was Kimi no Koto, which is translated as About You, from Anatrax. Steps 01 is that title of the album when I picked it up in 2020. Absolutely loved it. Loved it. I'm going to say Anatrax again. This is Portopia by an artist or band called Gundel.
Switch it on, and it won't be long before you switch it off.
Excellent stuff. That was Kirze, K-I-R-Z-E, in a track called Night Safari, from a various artists' album on Nakura Kid Records, which I got back in 2011. And before that, we heard Gundl, that's G-N-D-L, and a track called Portobia. Comes from an album called Steps 01, which I picked up in Anna Tracks. The same album I got A Melting Mood from a bit earlier on. Really, really nice it was. And that goes back to 2020. Moving on. Another track from where? Yes, you know. This is The Ships and Her Secret.
Gosh, I strained my sides laughing.
Now
That was Gouchon and an album called Dream Island Seaside Line from an album called Dogs of the Future. Don't understand that. And it's called by Maltine Records, which is another label that I rather enjoy. That goes back to 2019. And before that, we heard The Ships. Her Secret was the title of the track from an album called Upwards and Onwards, a various artists' album on our favourite label. Yes, yes. Here's something from Jubendo. This is Manuzik, and the track is called Rising.
Pete Kogel.
Get thee behind me, foul fiend. After you.
Love that stuff, that's marvelous. That was Miss Gualetta and Head Up Big Brother from an album called Jim Sounds, J-E-H-M Sounds on Jim Records, and that goes back to 2013. Before that we had Manuzik and Rising it's from Jimendo. I think it comes from an album. Is it called, Five Times Five Rising? Possibly. I'm not quite sure. That goes back to 2007. And wherever you go, you're going to find some drum and bass. Whichever country you're going to go to, you're going to find some drum and bass. And usually, it's rather marvellous. This is Eumenoma. And a track translated as A Moon-Shaped Pool.
Shito,
Pete Kogel.
I don't know how he does it.
Some more Japanese jump on bass there for you. That was called 160p. Strange. On Omoid Records, Omoide, and that was from an artist called Xoma 18. That's Xoma 18. From Parallel Sunset EP, which came out in 2020. And then before that, we heard Yumenoma, A Moonshaped Pool, on February Records. Came out on an album called, EP called Morning Phase EP. And that was from 2018. I hope you've enjoyed it. I've got one last track. It's going to go nearly 2 hours, this podcast. No, it's going to be about an hour and three quarters. I do hope you've enjoyed the tracks. I have enough Japanese facts for another podcast later in the year. So come back for that. Hope you enjoy it. Next week, I'll be back to normal, whatever that is. And I should be playing some of my usual tracks, whatever that means. Until then, I hope you will enjoy this. This is Sweet Potato. Track's called Weekend. It's from an album called Dying Pop. And it's from that label. You know the one. Anatrax. See you soon, folks.
PC Podcast.
Better? Okay then.